father. Victor has arrived.
We must thank God for all our sons.
Father, it is me. I mourn as do you for our dearest child, William.
William is home now. He is with his darling mother. God rest his soul in heaven.
Good God, Papa, Victor says that he knows who was the murderer of poor William.
As do we, my son, though I would rather be forever ignorant than have discovered so much depravity in one I valued so highly.
My dear father, you are mistaken. Justine is innocent.
God forbid that she should suffer as guilty.
Victor, is that you?
Sister, I have traveled these many days to only confirm that sadness fills the hearts of those I love so dearly. Yet seeing you brings my heart such joy. I betray the memory of my sweet brother.
Your arrival, my dear cousin, fills me with hope that perhaps you can help my poor guiltless Justine. For who is safe if she be convicted of crime? We will now have lost two of our children, my little William, and now Justine. I will never know happiness again.
And that I shall prove.
Dearest niece, dry your tears. If Justine has done no wrong, she surely now will live.
She's the murderess. She killed the boy. Hang her. Take her life as she did his. God.
No, she cannot die. She is an innocent child. I beg you, dear.
Eternal damnation upon your soul. She is my sister. She has committed no crime. She is innocent.
Lord, let us thou thy servant depart in peace. Prepare before.
events have affected me, but I am not nearly so wretched as are you. There is a sense of both despair and revenge that is in your face, which makes me afraid.
I must seek a remedy to all of this madness. I will return my love, though he is near. I can sense his presence.